responsible investment is important to us because we think as institutional investors we have two roles. One is to bring good financial returns, risk adjusted, to our beneficiaries and to our clients. And it means that we have to look at environmental, social and governance factors, how that's impacting our investment decision making. And we've got an investment belief that it actually pays to do so. So that's one reason. We also have a social responsibility. We are big institutional investors that deploy capital into economy, and we have to think through how we do it and take responsibility in what we can do as investors to actually do that in the right way.
How do you make this work?
So how we implement this responsible investment strategy is in a couple of areas. First, there are things we don't want to do, which have to do with the values of the clients we work with. So, for example, investments in controversial weapons like landmines or cluster bombs, that's something we don't want to do. Or in companies that are involved in human rights abuses, we don't want to invest in those. So there's something we don't want to do. There's also something we actually want to do, which is not in the traditional domain or investment universe, or where you have to look a little bit farther ahead to see opportunities. For example, renewable energy, or forestry, sustainable forestry, or clean tech private equity in which we are investing, in which we want to both have a good financial return and a good societal return. So we've got a dual objective there. And then there's a big chunk in the middle of our portfolio where we want to see environmental, social, and governance improvements. That's why we engage, that's why we vote, that's why we litigate if necessary, and that's why we integrate ESG factors into our decision-making processes. And by that, for example, working with portfolio companies to improve their energy efficiency.
This looks like a nice theory, but how does this work? Can you give me an example?
So an example of where we invest with both a financial and a societal objective is that we invest in clean tech private equity, where we start invest in startups that bring breakthrough innovations to, for example, climate change issues. And then it's nice to say that we want to have financial return and societal return, and we're quite good in demonstrating what a financial return is. But as an industry, and we as an organization, are not that good yet in demonstrating what the societal value is of what we have done. So last year we started a research project with Erasmus University in the Netherlands to develop a methodology in which we can demonstrate what the societal value is of these investments. And this is something we're currently rolling out to all our external managers we employ to actually have reporting requirements according to being able to demonstrate what the positive effects of those investments are on society, on environment, on climate change, on resource scarcity, on empowerment of women, and the likes.